The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Governor Greg Abbott appeared in a Facebook video yesterday promising to lay out a vision to ensure that Texas remains the most exceptional state in America. Today, he's expected to formally announce his reelection campaign in San Antonio. Abbott also stated he'll unveil the next step in his campaign. Today is the fourth anniversary of the San Antonio event where he unveiled his original gubernatorial run.
We've achieved so much over the past few years, but I'm here to tell you, we are just getting started. We must reform skyrocketing property taxes. We must protect our communities from violent crime and expand my crackdown on gangs. We must give parents a greater say in their child's education. And we need to give our teachers a pay raise. And we must continue to do even more to grow our economy and to support our veterans.
No major Democrat has yet offered to run against Abbott, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has denied rumors he could challenge the governor during the 2018 Republican primary. Well, the long-awaited Shreveport Dog Park officially opens its gates today with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 5 p.m. near the Stoner Boat Launch Facility at Clyde Fant Parkway on the riverfront. Cynthia Keith, director of the Shreveport Dog Park Alliance, tells us more.
The city of Shreveport will be putting on this grand opening. I'm with the Shreveport Dog Park Alliance. We're kind of the go-between between the city and the public. It is a celebration, so we will have maybe a few animal groups there. We've got some door prizes we'll be handing out. I understand some dignitaries will address the public, and we're going to let the dogs out.
Okay. Well, from everything I've read, this is a unique facility for our area.
That's right. It is the first dog park in Northwest Louisiana. We've got other dog parks all around our city, and here we are, the third largest city in Louisiana. We're just now catching up, but we've got a great one to catch up with. It's almost 4 acres. It's separated into a large and a small dog side, each having their own double gates, which assures us that no dogs will come in accidentally and none will get out accidentally. There's some shady areas inside. The large dog side, of course, is the larger of the two sides, and it features a pond with a fountain in it that the dogs can actually go and swim in if they want to. We've got several benches for your comfort, and the topography of the land is unique. It's kind of rolling land. It's not a square-shaped park. It's curvy, just like the river. It's supposed to mimic the river. So we feel it's going to really be something unique and put us on the map.
The dog park has a few rules and regulations that you need to follow. If you'd like to learn more, go to their website, ShreveportDogPark.org. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, 40% chance of rain today and a high temperature of 91. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.
Who let the dog?